From Arizona Public Media in Tucson, I'm Robert Rappaport with In Depth Arizona. As the generation of baby boomers ages, the need for health care will increase. It's estimated 70% of them will need some care in the future, and many of them will need long-term care. The Caregiver Training Institute in Tucson says about 1 million new caregivers will be needed to provide that help. Judy Klinko founded the institute in the year 2000 and currently is president of the nonprofit organization. She says there is a growing need for workers to take care of people in nursing homes, assisted living communities, hospitals, and home health care.
Direct care work is listed as three of the fastest growing job categories, according to the Department of Labor.
Klinko says the institute is the largest provider of certified nursing assistants in southern Arizona, with 79% of the graduates finding employment almost immediately. She says the 12-week training is all-encompassing.
Our training is very patient. It's patient-focused, client-focused. It's person-centered. So all of the instruction is around caring for the individual and meeting the individual's specific needs and wants. The work is challenging, and that we provide opportunities to learn information about stress management, time management, different personalities, how to cope with communication, working as a team, working with your supervisor, so that we really believe that the training that we're providing for our students actually provides them with an opportunity to be able to be better prepared, not only to be competent in the workforce, but be able to sustain in an environment that is challenging to work in.
Klinko says the institute teaches far more than federal and state standards, which she says are appalling.
The federal government only now requires 75 hours for certified nursing assistant, and our state requires 120. Our program is 200 hours. But you might say, well, 200 hours, you know, that sounds okay. You know, 120 hours, that might be fine. But the fact is if you want to be a dog groomer in the state of Arizona, you're required to have 600 hours of training. And the manicurist, pedicurist is required to have 650 hours of training.
Richard Thompson graduated from the Caregiver Training Institute last year.
Actually, I've been doing this kind of work or variation of it for the previous 10 years. My mother, she actually had worked for the Department of Developmentally Disabled. And as I saw her doing this kind of work, I actually became interested in it. And by doing some of the work, working with those that have mental difficulties or physical challenges, something like autism or even physical ailments like multiple sclerosis, I really started getting a love for doing it. It was challenging at first, but I really did enjoy it, and I tried to keep in line with that kind of work.
Thompson currently works independently, but is trying to find work in a hospital or other area in the healthcare industry, eventually transitioning into nursing. He says the training helped him gain an understanding of how important it is to help people who can't always help themselves, and he offers advice to people considering the field of caregiving.
Generally, if you have that idea, that compassion, that you want to work with others, you want to see them given the proper benefits and the due respect and compassion that we ourselves would like when we need assistance, go for it. Understand that there will be challenges like every other part of life, but within those challenges, you will find huge rewards and huge accolades from the ability to do this kind of profession.
Caregiver Training Institute president and founder Judy Klinko says not only does the training help fill a void, it also has an economic impact on Tucson's economy.
Many of our students rely heavily on public benefit, and when they move into full-time employment, they are able to reduce their dependency on public benefits. And then the average direct care worker makes between $20,000 and $22,000 a year, and we've now graduated 1,000 direct care workers for our community. That translates into $2.2 million is being reinvested back into the community through this workforce.
To learn more about the Caregiver Training Institute and to see pictures of the Skill Lab, visit our website at azpm.org. I'm Robert Rappaport, Arizona Public Media.